That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. How are you? You are? Well... we're back in studio next week. Today's part two of a family show with Tom Martin. So I was in D.C. Well, I was in Boston. Then I went to Washington, D.C. And when I was in D.C., I want to tell you something that was very, very nice and kind and sweet and a lot of nice words. A guy and his wife came up to me after the show. And he said some things to me. And then he emailed me 3 days later. You know who you are. It was about your kids. And it was so appreciated. And I love you for taking the time to tell me those things. And then 3 days later, emailing me that email. You are a good man. And your wife is a good woman. And it was a privilege to be able to spend that short amount of time that we spent together. Thank you. And I'm going to mention something that I think it'll be good for me to mention it now, because then it'll force me to talk about it next week when I'm back in studio. But I want to be really clear with this. When I'm meeting people after the show, that's not what I'm about to talk about. That's easy. It's like, how you doing? I feel very comfortable then. You know, people come up, especially when they're podcast people. That I love doing. It's easy for me to do. And it's like, that's not what I'm talking about. But then sometimes in certain situations, there'll be somebody who, you know, when everybody else leaves, there's a couple, or it could be a guy and a girl, or it could be a guy. And you want to sort of say, hey, what's your deal? I also don't want to make them think that it comes a lot if I'm attracted to the person. And I want to say, are they, you know, do they like guys? Do they like girls? Are they fluid? By the way, I like that term. I know. I do. So anyway. So, and I can't ask. I cannot ask. And like I said, it's not when I'm meeting everybody after the show. That doesn't even exist. Then. I'm talking about later when, you know, you and there's someone hanging out and everybody else left and it's you, two people from the audience, a lot of the improv staff, and you get to know somebody that way. That's how I've made some friends over the years. And I get locked up inside. I feel like a 20-year-old or less trying to deal with this. And all I got to do is say, "What's your deal?" Sort of just find it out. And I dealt with something like that in D.C. And I don't want to over-exaggerate, but it sort of shredded my insides with emotions and just that I can't say anything. But I'm going to talk about that next week on the show because I'm sure people deal with it too. I think it's even harder when you never dealt with it in the past. And this was in D.C. and I dealt with it only really once before in Bloomington with someone just trying to figure them out. But it's all good. And why am I, but I really did just mention it now because then it forces me, you know, to talk about it next week on the show because I like to wrap things up. So let's leave it at that and then we'll talk about it next week on the show. So, but I had a great time in DC. I really did. I even left a 4-block radius of the club, which I never do. So that was exciting. Look at me venturing out. All right. Real quick, you can 15-second forward it if you know all my dates. I'm going to give you some dates, and then it's going to be 30 seconds. I'll be at the Velveeta Room in Austin, Texas, the 20th and 21st of November. Really looking forward to that. Then I'll be at the Tempe Improv, yes, 4th and 5th of December. And then in San Francisco, at Doc's Lab, the 18th and 19th of December, Doc's Lab in San Francisco. And then one show at the Comedy Cabaret the day after Christmas, the 26th in Bucks County, Comedy Cabaret Bucks County, Doylestown. All right, so that's the dates. So now we throw to the show. It's Friday. 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 All right. We're all good. And take a deep breath and just do whatever you want. I'm laughing because I don't know why I'm laughing. It's a nervous laugh, maybe. That's it. Would it be wrong, too much to say that I love you? Maybe you needed it. Maybe you don't. Who can't use that? Right? You dumb fuck. Everybody needs love. All right, we'll be back in studio next week. Bye. Aristotle, you doing all right? You can say whatever you want. Take as much time as you want. I trust your instincts. If you have something to say that's whatever, and then right after that, you don't even have to throw back to me. Throw to the show. Aristotle, the court is yours. Or is that the phrase? The floor is yours.
So, I was recently told by a very wise person, if you dance with the universe, it'll start to dance back. And that same day, I totally experienced the universe dancing back with me. You just got to keep that in mind and be positive. And just be open to a lot of things. Dance with the universe. It'll dance back.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Part 2. Today we'll find out, is Eric going to be able to do the thing? Shut up. Is Eric going to be able to do the bum, bum, bum thing? And also, we said goodbye to them before, but they actually hung out a little bit. So the reason we're going to open the show like this is because we're going to lose the band. So It's part two. You might think, is that the way they would really open it up? Yeah, because part two, the band's still here, but then they got to leave. So we thought before they leave, they wrote a song about Obama. They're going to sing it. We're all going to be happy.
Nope.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump 2. Both. I don't want to admit I'm wrong. Donald Trump 2. You're like, no, it's just it's just Donald
Not
Trump.
At all.
Okay, so here, sing it.
Todd, you're a political guy.
Yes, I am a political. I try to be involved.
Good.
That's great.
Not too much reverb.
Who's gonna run the country? Who's gonna be in charge of me? Who's gonna be my man at the top? Who's gonna have to follow Barack? Who can fix the economy? Know what I mean? The only one is Trump. The Trumpy Trump, Trumpity Trump. Said the man for the job is Trump. And he's saving the world, and he's making the bucks, and he's gonna be the president. Definitely, nothing will go wrong. He's got foreign policy. He's got experience on TV. He's got towers made of gold. His thoughts on Mexican shore are bold. Everything is gonna be classy in 2016. Live the dream. The only one is Trump. The Trumpy Trump, Trumpity Trump. Said the man for the job is Trump. And he's saving the world. And he's making the bucks, and he's gonna be the president, and certainly I trust him to be the leader of the free world. Well, he's got $4 billion, and that's all I need to feel warm and safe in his embrace. Oh, Donald, please adopt us both. We won't let you down. We'll clean up this crazy town, and we'll be your sons, and you'll be. A trumpet, trump, trumpety, trump. Say a trumpet, trump, trumpety, trump. Say a trumpet, dump, trumpety, trump.
Well, he's got the best hair,
and he's strong as an ox,
and he thinks he's a god,
and he's better than God.
Well, he's richer than God,
and he's got super speed, and he can turn invisible. He's a ladies' man. He's got the eyes of a hawk, and his penis is gold. He's fucking 12 feet tall. And the think about it, he's a dangerous man that should not be elected into any sort of office, especially the presidency. And the fact that he's number one in the polls is frightening and also says a lot about today's political climate. So we might as well go for Bernie Sanders in 2016.
I'll sing as soon as we take a break. I'll be back.
You mean it?
Yeah. That was good. What do? We took applause from last show and we feathered it in with this new applause. No, is that what we did? Oh, we took this. There was applause when they finished. Then we.
I don't understand editing.
I don't understand.
Nobody does.
Listen, let's open the vault up since it's part two of the Halloween show.
Oh, it's a spooky part two.
And now it's time for a trip down memory lane. From the Lyricist Joe Vault of Archived Jingles.
You can take the headphones off and enjoy.
It's a funny thing to say to our listeners.
A lady that I know just came from Nerdist.com. She smiled because I did not understand.
What's better, both?
Then she put on a brilliant podcast, She said it was the best in all the land. The Todd Glass show is all she had to play. I'm tired of waiting until Friday. Thank you sincerely for the show, beautiful dearly, and hearing all the things Todd has to say.
Wow, it is a fun show. It's the funnest show in the world, and you know it.
She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out jingles from Joe and the Troll.
What?
said they were the finest in the land.
Shut the fuck up!
The Todd Glass Show is all she had to play. I'm tired of waiting until Friday.
Hey, Todd, we love you down here in
Thank
South Bay.
Sincerely for the show we hold dearly. And hearing all the things Todd has to say.
Come on!
The Todd Glass Show is all she had to play. I'm tired of waiting until Friday.
Mississippi, we're thinking about
Thank you.
Thank
you sincerely for the show we hold dearly. And hearing all the things Todd has to say.
Hey, Todd, we're in the Wawa, New Brunswick. You're the best, baby.
I heard you're big in New Brunswick.
Thank you. Well, I have a big following. There's a college there.
Do you remember that last show, that Ryan Stout guy?
Oh, Ryan.
Whatever happened to him?
Ryan Stout. By the way, can I tell you, to George Carlin, I'm using that term a lot, but I love it. Can you straighten that phone out a little bit? Ryan Stout sent the nicest email, and then I read it. I'm like, I've never... You know sometimes... Oh, shit, is he on the line? All right. By the way, there couldn't be anything that was more unnecessary than the phone rings right now.
And a one,
well, maybe
and
there
a
is
two,
something. There is
one,
something.
Two,
I didn't think.
Three,
I didn't think.
Let's
I didn't.
Go.
You'd hope in a new episode that he wouldn't keep doing right. that after it was so apparent.
And
in the
a
first
one,
not,
and
it doesn't
I don't
make
understand.
Sense.
And
a one, I thought that
two,
this would be a great
one,
time to talk
two,
about
three,
some of my
four.
Things that are going on in my life.
Well, now, Tom, now you're going back worse now.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Your voice is obviously your voice.
Well, no, I think that...
I'm lost in this bit.
No, I thought that those guys keep doing their bit, and then I'm throwing in my bit. It's just like stacking
What's
the
their
bits.
Bit?
We're stacking the bits. He's doing one, two, three.
Oh, okay.
He's doing,
okay. Oh, okay. I get it.
Bits,
I get it.
And
oh.
I'm doing the guy who won't stop talking like a DJ.
And I'll tell you, what can I do? Give me something to do.
You could be upset with us.
Give me something to do.
Well, I don't know what to do. I can't think of anything to do, but I know I want to do something. Who wants to sit?
You're trying to start the show.
You know what? Okay, I'm trying to start the show.
You're like seriously
just sit back and
focused
watch, too.
On talking, starting the show, but you can't get this
okay.
mayhem under control.
I get it. So in there, he's saying one and a two for one reason. He's doing this, and you're okay. So anyway, I was calling a. I don't need the call sounds, but that's good.
And
but anyway,
one and a two,
right, the two of you together
one,
is the worst thing that could possibly.
Even in this, like,
Todd, let me tell you,
I don't need a phone sound.
On the way here, the 405 was.
And you're doing your phony voice.
Wait, whoa!
You're doing your phony voice.
I wouldn't call it phony.
And then you're doing the.
Why is he one and a two?
And you're mad at him. I told you to not care. If he says a one and a two, what do you care, Jake? It doesn't have to make any sense. If he wants to say a one and a two, and you're doing the bad phones. Why don't you worry, in all fairness, about your phones? You're playing phones for no reason. So he says one or two for no reason. Tom sits over there in a phony voice.
I wouldn't call it phony. I'd call it a
phony. Well, it's not. I've been desperately trying to get you to not do it.
What are you leading
into? And I don't know how he thinks one and a two is going to save a show. You're not going to get the phone sound, Jake, right. You're not going to get it right. No. Don't worry. Don't worry about him.
No, Jake, listen. If he does the one and two one more time,
why don't
send him
Jake,
home?
Jake,
oh,
Tom, Jake,
what is he doing?
You gotta let me
show?
Say this. If you don't want, why are you worried about him saying one and one and two when you're sitting over there trying to get the phone sound right and you can't even get it right?
Because I think it's the most important thing.
No,
and one and a two. It doesn't matter. The phone comes second. The phone comes second.
Can I ask you a question? Would you feel better if I asked him, if I said to him, why do you do that? No, no, see if this makes you happy.
We did this before the podcast even started.
No, no, stop your phones. I'm gonna do this for real. Stop. Let me ask you a question. Jake, this is for you. You say a one and a two and a one, two, three. We love you to death. We don't know why you think... No, Jake, this is what you want. We don't know why you think it's appropriate.
Can I tell you why?
Yes. Honestly.
Every time I'm doing it, I feel like there's laughter needed in the podcast. And
laughter needed in
just a,
you,
there's just
in
a
the
little
podcast?
Bit more. So I just want to bring people a little bit of happiness. And if
and how does one and a one and a one, two, three help?
I mean, it's sweeping the nation. It's like a hashtag.
No, you're answering funny. You're not being serious.
But it's like you would do it only to start a band. See, that's why you like
exactly.
the idea in the beginning.
I got
so,
can
you
I
took
see,
that
say
because
something?
You want to keep doing it into something else.
I've noticed that a lot of times
sense.
It seems like that music doesn't start. It's almost like he's saying it at the wrong time.
I'm trying to count you guys in. You know,
oh. And a one and a two. And
no, well, don't
one,
do it
two,
anymore.
Three.
Don't do it anymore. Hey, by the way, I want to say something. And this is when you God bless this jingle, right?
When can a jingle save your life? Oh, hello.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the
from
bit.
The bit. Run from the bit. Away from the bit.
Our guest is Tom Martin. That's part two. We're going to call Eric right after this.
Get to the bottom of this question.
Our guest is
T.O. We're here with T-O-M-M-A-R-T-I-N.
My religion's
I
growing.
I have to S-P-E-L-L it for one R-E-A-S-O. And the podcasters A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-I-O-N. Tom's friend is T. Tom's friend is T-O. Tom's friend is T-O-T-T-G-L-A-S-S.
Now listen, here's what I want to talk about. We agreed on the last show that we're going to call Eric. Now, who wants to... by the way, I love this. Because it is pure just joy guessing. Like I'm actually like really trying to put some thought into this.
Should we go over on our theories why he couldn't get the bit?
Okay, I'll let you take it any way you want. Here's where. What did you say?
On the break, Aristotle.
That would be like if you didn't like him behind his back. Oh, did you hear what Aristotle was doing?
All of a sudden, he has a flashback to third grade.
Yeah.
I just feel like I mess it up. I should.
Go ahead, finish your thought over there, Jake.
Well, the Aristotle thing, I feel really bad about, so I think I should play in this.
Aristotle, see you tonight. Hey.
You can play more.
Oh, okay.
Let him have his. It's all he gets. This is his only treat of the night.
That's why everything sounds all right.
Hello. Hello. Listen, what I'd like to talk about is how interested I am. So here's what I'd like to get. We got a little sidetracked there. We're going to call Eric up. I think we just decide we keep it simple. who gets to call him? Who does anyone here that wants to volunteer? Because I think I could explain it in a clean way where he'd do it if he answers.
Oh, pick me.
You're picked.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
So you're. By the way, to George. What did you say?
He's fuck. He didn't get picked.
Oh,
so he
fuck.
Said, fuck.
He didn't get picked. You get to do something too. I have bits for everybody. Don't worry. I got plenty more bits where those came from. So to George Carlin, though, I really want you to
it's interesting because we have different opinions about what was going on.
But the job is not to discuss.
We went to settle
score. The job is not
the first
to
thing we did was call.
If I was leading what was going to be done, it's not to discuss what happened the last show. I think he'll move past it. If he was as high as we think he was then, or just confused, well, I would imagine that's what it was. We didn't even ask him. But he'll be at a calm now, so I think he'll go forward. I don't think he'll spend that much energy going, yeah, but let me explain before. If we just lead, he'll take it. That's the question. Can you call him and go, Eric, can I give it another shot to explain it to you?
Okay.
That's where I want you to take
it. And to see if he gets it.
Do you think you could explain it to him?
Yes.
Okay, because if you do, I say you do it. But if you weren't sure, then
I'd be
sure.
I got the exact wording.
Okay, so and who wants to bet whether he's going to be able to do it or not? By the way, you can even bet. I don't mean it in a negative way. You could bet against yourself just knowing you're going to try your hardest, but when it
I
comes
got the
down
exact
to a
wording,
bet.
But I think it's 50-50 chance he'll get it.
I think that's exactly where I feel, bet one way. So I'm going to say he's going to do it. Eric, I think, is going to do it. Aristotle, would you like to weigh in? Oh, you have to weigh in. No, Aristotle, you're doing what now? You're doing what Eric's doing. Eric was said he didn't want to do it. You have to weigh in. Everybody has to weigh in.
Well, he's so far away. He's not at the table with us. So how is he supposed to?
Similar to Eric, I think we're figuring out.
Can you get that microphone, please?
Why he didn't?
What is he doing in that booth 100 yards over there?
Well, because the glass, it's all smudged.
Oh.
I just say anything to make people think. I don't even follow your sentence with another. Well, you go, what is he doing in there? Well, the glass is smudged. It was just
What was the thing you said when they were leaving? Like, why you couldn't give him water? We don't have insurance.
Yeah, the guy goes, can I have a bottle of water to go, Eric? I go, I would, but we don't have the insurance. He's like, for what? He's playing along. For the water. I go, yeah, in case you slip on it. I wish I could give
anything.
It away. I don't have insurance for it. Okay, so Aristotle.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how big this room is. It echoes.
This is good. So would you like to guess, Aristotle, whether Eric is going to be able to do the bit or not?
I just don't know.
Well, I need you to guess. Or I'm going to tell you the truth. If you want to register as you think it's 50-50, I have a paperwork you have to fill out. No, it's two pages of paperwork. But or you could just say, oh, I think it's 50-50, and I lean towards one way just for the fuck of it. I don't have to have you fill out a lot of paperwork.
50-50, but I just don't think he's going to get it.
You don't think you lean that way. I agree with you, by the way. I just lean one way, so I go, I said he is going to get it.
Me and Jake did talk about it, and I do think that he's just really high and probably isn't really paying attention.
But that's the fun of the game. You can bet no. So you're going to say no. Can I tell you I'm going to change mine to no, too, if that's okay? Is that okay?
Yes, I think I'm going to make it yes, because I feel like I know exactly how to explain it to him.
Okay, so you're going to say you're going to be able to
figure it out. And
the
odds pay out better.
Do you think that you're going to be able...
I believe in Tom Arnold.
See?
Whoa.
Now okay, I guess what? Can I change my bet?
Yeah.
I believe in you, too. I think I was just trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted Aristotle to, you know.
Well,
hey,
Nick's
agree.
The banker, so.
He can't do it.
It's like smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. So I'm going to say he's going to be able to do it.
Okay.
Because you think he's going to be able to do it.
Now I'm so sure he's going to do it. Why do I even call him?
Okay. You know what? I think you're right. No, you're right.
I nailed it without nailing it.
Oh, yay! Why
I just got away with words, I guess. It's,
you have to.
I just knew only... I would just get it just right. And so I got it so right, I didn't even have to say it.
Can I tell you why I love breaking down characters? Because sometimes you get into a character with so many layers just because all your right instincts, and that's what that was. First of all, this guy, what was he guessing?
Who?
The guy that sort of I considered a character. The bit. I got lost.
Oh, he was guessing whether or not. He was sure that he would have the exact wording to explain it perfectly to even a high
friend. And then he says, don't
even
go that way. And then because just to appease somebody that you're like, oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. I was positive. Like, don't get cocky about it. We're looking the other way. We're not really pretending that you did it. Anyway, maybe I overexplained it. But how about all the times I explain it and I make it better? So maybe sometimes I explain it and I ruin it.
Todd, go easier on yourself.
No, it's not right. It's a professional show. It's wrong. Every second is valuable. You don't waste people's ear time. It makes me want to cut...
Todd, quit yelling at Todd.
What?
I felt like Todd was being too hard on Todd.
Oh, you're right. I'm too.
How about being some showing some kindness to Todd Glass?
I'm too hard on my.
Yes. There you go again.
Why do I gotta be so hard on myself?
Todd, you're doing it again.
Todd,
maybe you could rephrase that question to be more helpful
and change
your tone of voice.
I think you're right. I'm doing the same thing I did before.
Because when you yell at Todd that way, you think it's going to make him want to do better, or you think it's going to make him scared?
Oh my God! I don't even know what's wrong with me.
Todd, go easier on yourself.
I see Martin Short playing that if it was in a movie. Picture him making up funnier lines and doing it better. Then I think I have something. Martin Short's in my way of my fame. If only he would do some ideas I had. Because I think I could really direct him. Let's put it this way. If I was in the position to make a movie, I know there's some people that I would want to do certain things, and I get the feeling he's the person that would do exactly fucking what you asked him to do. Eddie Pepitone's one of those people, too. So it's an array of people that I think have – by the way, I think I'm funny, but I don't think I have that type of – I think Eddie has this thing. Whenever I send him in a way to do a bit, he is, like, fearless. To me, that's how I perceive it. I'm not saying I'm horrible, but I think – that's what I am so in awe of, Eddie, to like just fucking...
When he was in that van, that was pretty damn funny when he was coming up with like the chickens and the...
What's that sound? I'm not sure. So listen, there's a new character I have, and he's the guy who asks you how you're doing, and then he snores, but then he says he's sorry, he's learned his lesson, and he does it again. Would you like... can I go around the table?
Sure.
But seriously, though, how have you been?
Which guy's the snorer?
I'm the snorer. Okay. You just tell me your story.
Well,
I'm the guy.
I'm glad
you
asked.
You guys
Todd.
Get insulted, right?
Okay.
No, how you been? Been good?
Like I mentioned,
that's
interesting. I sent this.
No, I'm just kidding around. What? Seriously,
Todd,
though.
I'm opening up.
No,
here.
No, seriously, how you been?
Is you're it asking me sincerely.
I apologize.
I don't want to tell you about like this email I sent.
No. And I learned my lesson. Listen.
Todd, you're being rude.
If you don't want to answer.
Are you?
No, listen. If you don't want to talk to me now, I would understand because I think that I did it three times in a row and then you'd be the fool. But I am sorry, and I'm really curious how you're doing. No, come on.
Todd, I didn't even say
if you can't make jokes now that we're friends, I feel like we are because I got over the hump. I do care how
Todd,
you are.
Todd, let me ask you something.
How are you?
And it's
how
going
are
to
you?
Depend. Your how? Answer is going to depend on whether I get angry or not.
Yes.
Do you have narcolepsy? Do you have narcolepsy? Because
you're right to ask. Look, for me, let me take the mics away. How have you been?
All right, just off.
No, come on. I
don't think you have narcolepsy. I think you're being rude.
Jake, how have you been? Because he thinks that I'm not a changed person. Can I tell you, when I had been doing that bit with him, I was drinking, and I stopped drinking.
You've stopped.
I have stopped drinking to potato salad.
Good for you. That, I mean, that's
thank
awesome.
You. How have you been? Seriously.
I've been pretty good, you know.
No. And you know what? I keep the joke going, and sometimes it's rude.
No,
but have you been okay?
I don't want to do this conversation.
No. Jake, I pray to the Lord that you'll forgive me, and
Allah Heibenspiel?
Don't make a joke in the middle of a very serious, very serious situation. But listen, I'm apologizing, and it's not a.
Oh shit! Now he's sad.
Oh, it's okay.
No, I'm not the victim here. I'm not the victim. I'm honestly sorry. You don't keep good friends when you do that deceptive thing. How have you been, my friend?
Appreciate yourself.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. All right.
Okay. At this point, I want to say I have a problem. No, and when you had a problem with drinking, I always stood by you. We've all had difficulty. Look, when when you had your financial problems, we've all had problems, and I stick by you guys. I obviously have a problem, and I'm very fucking serious, and I want to deal with it, but it's not cute. I get it. Can you help me?
Is the problem?
No. At this point, if you're going to be angry with me, then it says more about you than it says me. I don't want to do this. It's addicting, and I can't stop. I need help. No, okay. Now listen, I know if I need help, I'm going to have to shut up. And I'm going to have to apologize and just end it right there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to go, I'm done talking.
Everyone in this room came together for this. This is an intervention, Todd. You can't sleep this one off.
No, you're right.
You can't fake Todd.
It seems like you want help of something that you can just help. You could just stop doing that.
My hand to go. No, serious. In all seriousness.
Todd, you want to know what it's like? Do you want to know what it's like?
No. It wouldn't bother me anyway. Now, how have you been, though? Seriously.
Can I answer?
No. Can I tell you I don't like who I've become? What
I'm
do I do?
So glad
what do you
to
do when you're so
that.
Sick? What do you do when you're so disgusted by yourself, but you can't do anything about
I'm
it?
I'm going to answer that. Todd, you seem to want to change, and the second we try to help you,
you know how to play.
The second we try to help you, you go back to your old ways.
I feel like, can I be honest at this point, and then I want to move on. I feel like you're the only one that, Keith, that understands that I truly, look, Justin Bieber made good for himself.
Sure did.
Yeah.
And I don't like who I used to be. I don't like who I used to be. So I don't know what to do. I don't want to even say it. I don't want to say it.
Maybe you can make a different sound that's more silent. That wasn't silent. Todd, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing the snoring still.
No, you're interesting. No, seriously, you are. No, I don't mean to snore. I'm not snoring because you guys are...
Because it seems like you're snoring because we don't have anything important to add to the conversation.
At this point, I want to check myself into a facility.
That's what we're here for.
You're going to have to do it while I do this because I'm not going to get any better.
We have a
Take
car.
Me now, stupid.
Okay. You're going.
You think this bit was good? Do you think it would have been nice of him to maybe play Run from the Bit or make me snore?
No, one more time. Now we're in group therapy. We institutionalize you and we're going around. Everyone's waiting their turn to talk. And so, I'm in here for some things I did. I'm getting my... Do you have to every time I open up like this? Do you?
I mean, at least
have
just
to
let
fake
him finish
snore?
his whole sentence. You know,
this is group therapy. Group therapy means you're patient.
How about?
All right, I'll get straight to the point. I found marijuana in the house, and while I never thought of myself as the type of father who'd have to drug test his kids, I'm willing to do just that if that's what it takes to find out who brought a joint into this house.
Do you hear the music? They added music.
Dad, Lucy found something too. Dad, I found a drug in Mom's chest drawer. I was just looking for a scarf because I needed something else to go with my outfit. I didn't think you'd mind. But then I stumbled on the joint. Mary and I didn't know what to think. I mean, it's really none of our business if you and Dad want to.
Don't finish that sentence.
It's twisted. It's twisted. Brace yourself.
This joint. Same joint I found by the front door. Same joint your mother then put into her dresser drawer.
Wait a minute. Then whose joint is it?
Marijuana. Don't even smoke it once.
I was at Black Horse Motors when the sun went down.
Yeah, I know what you're looking for, baby. We go from that to that. I'm a professional. Look at me, taking you from one emotion and shredding it all the way the other direction. Shut the fuck up. How do I do it?
God. Dang it. What do you call that costume? What do you call that scary costume you're wearing right now?
It's called the thing that I'm wearing. I'm not good at that type of improv. You know what I mean? What are you wearing? Oh, I get nervous all of a sudden. I'm like,
so know. Sort of like Eric got nervous.
Wow. Should we call him and apologize or trick him? It's trick or treat. Let's call him, and I'm going to guess that he could do it. And by the way, I love that the people went, I don't mind to go over the place, but you need to call Eric. And now we're doing it. They're like, I'm okay with it. So let's call Eric on the phone right now.
I also want to ask that listener where he got phone? That song from. Because I'm going to guess it's from Inception or a Batman movie. But I also
someone
want to
put the
wrong.
Music on there.
Yeah. The same yeah. Thing.
That sounds Hans Zimmer.
Wow. By the way, a little, you know.
Name dropping.
Yeah, my good friend Hans Zimmer.
Hans.
So we call on Eric?
Sure are.
And you got to give you got to give him the phone.
Oh, it's on speaker, so...
Now you can get the sound effect ready. You can give him an example. You do whatever you want. And be nice if you need to do a little background talk to find out where you were at last time. You just do whatever you need to do. You're in no hurry at all. Take your time.
Hello.
Okay, can you give him the phone?
Todd. I mean, Eric, it's Tom.
Should you?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Yeah.
We had a slight disagreement, a discussion about where you were with the bit in part one of this episode. It scaled over to part two. It's a week ago Friday. And I'm not going to tell you what we think, but I'm going to inquire with you to see if we can get you to understand the bit and find out why you didn't before. Can we do that?
Sure, I would love to help.
Do we have your permission to record you on air?
So great.
Okay, now here's my explanation of it. First of all, do you think you understood the bit clearly? Like coming up with some suspenseful thing, and then we play the suspenseful music. You understand the bit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The bit is understood.
Okay, so the question is, did you understand the bit fully and then decide not to participate as a bit yourself? Like, were you doing a bit, or were you actually having a mental block where you were put on the spot suddenly and you had too much information flowing through your brain? That
don't,
you
hey,
think
please don't lead the witness. Yeah, thank you. You know exactly what you're doing.
Would you explain your process? And then I think I can talk you through how to get it.
I love it so far.
Let's start with, here's what happened. Oh. I thought that I did one.
Which one was it? Wait, say that again, what you just said.
I jumped in. When we were going in the round, I jumped in, and I said, wait a minute, why am I still on the phone? And then then you said, do you want to tell one? So I assumed you were talking to someone else in the room because I thought I already had.
Ah. Oh, but,
can I tell you?
Okay, Eric, that all stands up. But let me ask you one thing.
That doesn't
what about
sense.
All the times we set you up perfectly
right.
And you didn't do one?
Oh, God.
We had Eric at this point. Eric was pinned in a corner.
You, he almost tricked
he
me.
He was shaking in his boots. He didn't know what to say.
No, Tom, slow down. You are. You pointed out a...
Are you ready?
Please, it's called manipulation. And Eric, if we got you, please, I want you to really listen up. You know
Eric,
when Judge
you had your time. Now Todd's time.
You know when Judge Judy says, "Listen closely." I almost accepted that. I was like, "Oh," and then because I'm not thinking clearly. And then he goes, "No, okay. Now listen. The only reason I'll get upset is if you don't answer his questions." Now, why, when we set you up perfectly at that point? And by the way, if you said I thought it was part of a bid, it would be funny if I didn't get it. I don't care. I just want to know. We all guessed a different thing, and we're hoping you'll bare your soul here if we may. Did you really not?
Okay.
Could, go ahead. What about when we set you?
At that point, when you said, when I was confused because I thought I already did one, and then you said do one, at that point.
You got nervous?
I froze because I felt on the spot because I was confused.
And if you did it bad again, you didn't want to be like, oh, shit, okay.
Right. And then,
wow. Yeah. See, I knew I was the only one here defending you. I was the only one here defending you. No, these people over here, they're real. I mean, I tell them to hear you want to hear Nick, this Tom. Guy from Chicago, go, what type of dumb fuck? Hey, whoa, that's my friend you're talking about. And Tom, I've never seen you. Hey, what's he,
Tom,
you know?
You remember we recorded that podcast. He can listen to it.
Can I? Hey, hello, it's Uncle Poo Poo with your morning show. That's what I cut. That's what my act turns into. Well, I guess it did. I'm playing this. So listen. So thank you, Eric. You're great, and I'm so glad that we got to the bottom of that.
Okay, I'm glad I could help.
And how? And be nice to your dog, and give him some more chicken than usual.
Okay.
Dogs know when you give them more. We talked about that once. They're not stupid just because they can't tell you. They like more. And if they're so great and all they do is give everything for you, lower their food intake. And when you're eating something that's healthy, give them more of it. They don't want their food. Every dog, let me tell you something. If you said, well, some people free feed their dogs, I get it. But if you cut your dog's food in half, but that meant when you were eating chicken or anything that was safe, you give them safe food, you gave them triple the amount you give them now, they wouldn't miss their regular dog food. They'd much rather get awesome snacks added to their. I get it. You have to watch. I'm not saying give them Reese's cups, but when I go get a roasted chicken, here's what I used to do. I used to take Aristotle into consideration for it. I included her, not like a piece. She doesn't want a piece. I can see when you give her too small of a piece, she would be like, ugh, like I can't. Just like I feel when someone, you know, gives me, hey, you want a, you know, a piece of something, and they give you a big piece, you're happy, right? So when I cut her food in half, but I would give her extra good things. Like if I had something that was clean and safe for her, she was so much happier.
Yeah. Can I tell you what? Every time I gave my dog food, she made the same exact expression, which was like, you fucking idiot. I like people food. And you're giving me dog food. Why? What is this?
They never like it as much.
They just want people food.
Here's maybe the thing why I get you have to be considerate of what you give them is because they do live longer if we feed them right food, and it's not like a person whether we can control what they eat. Sure, they're craving just like we crave, you know.
Yeah,
you can give them carrots or watermelon.
You can?
I have a feeling you forgot I was on the phone.
I did. I did. Wait, what did you just say?
I said I have a feeling you forgot I was on the phone.
We played it just then. Did you hear it? Oh, because I didn't get the volume up quick enough. All right, well, thank
There's
you, Eric.
Lost in translation over the phone.
No. Listen to the show.
It'll all become clear.
We called Blake Wexler after we hung up. Watch what happens. That's right. Stay tuned. Don't you think people... Now, you're different people, so there's no right, there's no wrong, but I will let you know now, he did it instantly.
Bum, ba-dum.
Oh, well, I'm no Blake Wexler.
Well, that's...
We investigated, and turns out he was a Blake Wexler.
Wait a second, I thought I was Blake Wexler.
Then who's Eric Olson?
Wait a second, I thought that was Blake Wexler. Go ahead, do one right now. Anything. Hey, I thought her hair was cherry
red. Talking
to
you, Eric.
Yes, Eric. Would you like to do one right now? This is the horriest, spookiest horror movie. This is a real horror movie. This is a great horror movie. I'll tell you why. Because the suspense is real and unimportant, but yet it's like, wow.
For the love of God, he's going to kill us all unless you do one. You got to help us, Eric. Eric, please.
Will you do one?
He's going to kill us.
You guys are fucked.
No, will you do, but seriously, to George Carlin, will
our
you
life
do,
depends on it, Eric. You got
to
help us.
And I'll even give it to you. You just have to say it. Test his if he's sane. Because if he says no to that, then he's fucking with us. I'll give you one. I'll edit it out of the podcast. I'll tell you something to say. All you have to do is do it. Will you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just say, wait a second. I didn't order potato salad. Okay?
Wait a second. Okay.
Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it.
Wait a second. I didn't order a potato salad.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to leave everything in because I just wanted to prove that he wasn't being like where he went, I can. Like, I thought he was going to try to act like he couldn't remember it. I forgot it. But he did it. That meant he's not. He's fine. I think he's fine. I was going to have you put to sleep. You know you can have your people put to sleep. You have to bring them in. Seven people have to bring them in.
Oh, really?
It's a new thing. It's a new state law. Seven people bring you in and say, put you to sleep. They put you to sleep.
Like if you're tired?
No, they got to put you to sleep.
Oh, like, euthanize you.
Euthanize you, sure. Oh, hey, listen. Eric, hello? You're still there. Okay, maybe we should hang up on him because I can't concentrate. Well, I'm not really blaming you for it, though.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
He's got a fresh mouth. Wow, what a show, right? I take you on a journey, of course I do. You know, I know what I'm doing.
It's lonely out tonight.
I know what the people
and the
want.
Feeling just got right.
Doesn't matter what the song says, it's the mood of it. You don't listen to the words.
Somebody,
this song says you're sitting around listening to my podcast.
Wrong song.
Maybe Joe can do a parody of this.
Hey!
Won't
you play, another somebody done somebody wrong song? And
part
make
of,
me feel at home.
Put some reverb in there.
While I miss my baby.
Who is this?
While I miss my baby.
It's, listen.
Is it so great? Play for me a sad melody. So sad that it makes everybody cry.
It's perfect texture.
Hurting song about love that's gone wrong. Cause I don't wanna cry all alone.
My parents had that record back in like 1971 or 72. In previous life.
Hey, whenever I hear a love song, I always think if it's appropriate, if I was going to send it to somebody, and then it, very quickly, and I'm like, no. Like, it's like...
Have you ever?
No, I would... because to me, every time I hear a song that might even remind me of like, oh, this is sort of like maybe my life, even outside of a love song, it always goes to a point where I go, no, that's not how I... And most love songs, they're very much like, not nice.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you don't tell somebody, you know, I'm never going to be okay without you. Oh, you're a maniac. Leave someone alone. Those songs are written about people. They're driving them nuts.
Right.
You know, the truth of the matter is, if you're in a relationship, and I've been broken up with, and it's sad and it sucks, I just thank God because I don't consider I'm sane. But I'm sane enough to know, don't make someone else's life miserable. Don't convince yourself it's all right. Guys do it. Girls do it. It's like, even if the other person's being a jerk, I see people still get away, and I'm not sure it's the other person. But even if it is, people, what are you going to do if that person doesn't want to be with you? So what
you're not going to talk them into it.
Right. So what made us start talking about this?
The sad song we just heard.
Oh, yeah. So most love songs, they seem to be like very like, you know, like you don't just make the other person. You know, now I can't think of any examples.
Well, no,
but
I'm
like,
thinking of one that like, gosh. Can't think of it.
Like if
but
you sent
one...
someone a bad picture.
What? Say that again.
Like if you sent someone a bad picture and ruined their day.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this, it's like they're all about like, you know, I can't think of
a
any
bunch
examples.
Of dead cats.
No, you're just saying things.
A bunch of dead horses.
Exactly. What if Aristotle's mom called us? She goes, his confidence has been low. So whatever he says at the podcast, can you sort of just make him feel good? Exactly, Aristotle. Well, you
like
think
Scarface.
Like we do. You think like we do. I have something to do. Do you want to see?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let me do this, and it's not professional. How long has this part of the podcast been? It's important.
Hold on, I got to do something.
Remember when he would do it chipper? Now it's like literally here.
Chip, 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 chip,
chip, chip, chip, cheerio. That's how, if I was going to be that way, I'd
Todd,
be.
Todd, when you were in Beverly Hills getting your juice today, what did you have in your...
Slightly under an
hour. How long?
Slightly under an hour. I can't give it exactly.
Okay, I think like he knows it, but he can't give it.
Todd, if you were outside of
by
Beverly,
Nerdist rules,
Todd, can I ask you a personal?
Yes.
I swear to God, I want to know your answer.
Okay,
let's make pretend that you were outside of Beverly Hills. Let's say you were in Culver City and you wanted a juice. Would you buy a juice in Culver City, or would you wait to get back to Beverly Hills to buy your juice?
Well, Tom, I got to be honest with you. No, the truth, I would get it in Culver City.
Oh, but that now, makes can you I seem like more of a man of the people.
Yeah, well, I am.
Oh, if you don't mind, can I just follow up to Tom's question?
Sure.
Now, if you're in, what brings you to Beverly Hills every day to get that juice?
Okay, like, I didn't say I get it there every day.
Oh.
But what's kept you there for 10
years? I didn't think
Jake
would be so easily to subside. I said when I go, and it's not that often. It's not that often. But because sometimes I get my hair cut once a week. But when I think maybe I should start combing it a little different. Then you got to go get a good expensive haircut. Then I go to the place once a week that can follow what the other person does.
Does the barber give you a coupon instead of a lollipop? He says, you were so good today. Here's a coupon for a free juice.
Tom, well, don't be a dumbbell. No, seriously, nobody likes a dumbbell. No,
I believe people do like
dumbbells.
No,
they don't, and I'll tell you the truth. Do you want me to be honest? There's a clip of Don Rickles, and I hate to play it now.
I haven't heard it.
Well, nobody likes a dumbbell. And I'm
there's
like,
such
are
a
you,
clip? I've never heard a clip like that.
Do you like Don Rickles?
I love Don Rickles.
Okay, well, he doesn't like a dumbbell, so I don't like a dumbbell.
I think I would have heard if Don Rickles
okay,
didn't
well,
like a dumbbell.
Okay, well, listen to this and let it breathe, because it absolutely says it, that he doesn't like a dumbbell either. He asked me questions like that. What type of person does a dumbbell? Of course nobody likes a dumbbell. You're not going to find someone that likes a dumbbell. Ridiculous.
Sometimes but do you like a dumbbell?
Nobody likes a dumbbell. Don Rickles, okay. Honestly, do you like a dumbbell?
Don't
like
be a dumbbell.
Well,
nobody likes a dumbbell.
We like that jingle. We like that clip so much of Don Rickles, we went and had a jingle make about it. See, I make it work. Nobody, I don't like this bit.
Well, yeah, you
getting,
do.
Oh,
you do like it.
You're the best.
It's
don't
a good one.
Chicken out, right?
Yeah, it's funny.
Tom, you what? Couldn't be the better
you
person.
Lose.
Than you. You're the best person
because,
in the entire world.
Because you, it's everyone loves the dumbbell. No one likes a dumbbell bit.
Nobody likes a dumbbell.
But everyone loves that no one likes a dumbbell.
Do we have that Don Rickles clip? Because I think. Oh,
Todd, who brought a monkey in here?
Do you want to see a chimpanzee that plays the organ?
Well, I see the organ and I see the chimpanzee, but there's no way.
Why
you're
is that funny?
There's no way, Todd.
Because you instantly switch topics.
Todd.
Oh, well, because I wanted the show to get better right away.
You think
away.
That we're such idiots that we believe this monkey you brought in here is going to play that organ over there?
Listen.
We're not dumb.
I don't have him here, but I do have him on this television. When you want to watch it. I don't know why I thought that was a better way to do it.
What are you going to do with the chimp that's in here?
I don't think it's believable. And
if you had a monkey in here, but if we had one on the television, it does make more sense. Yeah, yeah.
It could be something from a zoo or something like it's in like in this. In the, I couldn't have a monkey here in the studio and have him play the piano, a chimpanzee. But
great.
On TV, it could be something at some weird place where they dehumanize the animals, but there's something cute about it, but also sad. I pictured it happy when I was doing it this afternoon and having Jake downloading it. But now I think about it. It's a happy monkey. And a humpy chimpanzee, and he plays the piano. So I thought, it's not believable if we're having him in studio. So let's make pretend like I brought in some clip I found on YouTube. So okay. Do you want to watch it like we're watching it on YouTube?
Okay, but...
Okay. Okay, listen. Play this clip on YouTube, and you got to see this. You'll see the monkey moving around. You can hear him. And then wait till you see what he does. What's that? Oh, no. Hold on. Start over again. Hold on. Don't do it yet. We're going to act like, play the chimpanzee sound. Come in clean. Just come in clean again. So we'll be like, it's a monkey. He's moving around the cage. And then go, wait till you see what he does. Like, I'll lead you. And then I'll go, like, and then all of a sudden we'll be like, yes, he's going to play the organ. And then you'll play it. Yes. Because we obviously see him moving towards the organ. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me?
There's just a lot of monkey business in this bit.
So we'll come in clean. I go, here we go. I don't want to make anyone's job rough. Fuck. Okay, here we go. It's coming clean. So wait till I show you what. Look at this video I found. Okay, you see him?
Oh my gosh!
No, he's happy. Look, doesn't he look happy?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
wait, no. Look, what? Yeah, he's gonna play the piano.
Get up.
The organ. Yeah, look at him.
He is not.
Look at him putting his hands on it. He fucking plays the organ.
He's going to bang it. Is he going to be like...
No, look.
Oh, my
God. Watch him. You're going to freak out. Look at him. Is this fucking nuts?
Wow.
Is this fucking nuts?
He's even using the pedals.
Is this freaking you out?
There's no way. There's got to be a man in a suit. There's a man in a suit. There's got to be a man in a suit.
No, it's a real monkey, I swear to God. Listen, you can tell it's a real monkey. You can hear it. What? He's happy. That's the one thing a lot of people don't understand. Look at the way he's twirling his hand around when he screams.
He's literally the Elton John of chimpanzees.
Yes. This is scary.
He's really expressing himself.
Exactly. Is this fucking nuts? There's a bubble machine. Oh, shut the fuck up. They have a bubble machine.
Look how much money's in this tip jar.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody just put five $100 bills in his tip jar.
Amazing.
And he saw it. His playing is... Listen to him play. I'm going to shut up. I've never seen... Look. Oh, my God. He's waving to the camera. Do you see it?
Oh, my God. He's playing that with one hand.
Yes. Oh, my God. He's playing it... He's clapping. He's playing it with his tail.
Chimps don't have tail.
I know. That's why it's so amazing. Oh, my God. He's standing upside down on the stool playing upside down.
He's at an old-timey typewriter from the 50s. He's typing a novel, too.
Oh, my God. He's got a hula hoop while he's typing a novel, jumping up and down on a trampoline while he plays.
I'm reading his manuscript. He wrote Shakespeare. He wrote Hamlet.
Oh, my God. He just said something about how comedy clubs should all fucking curtain off the back area. Why the fuck would people want to sit in a half-filled room? Wow. Listen to him play.
You swear to God that was real.
Okay, can I tell you the truth? Might have been one of the most fun times I've ever had on the show. Jake made the choice. I'm embarrassed. I wouldn't think to play the chimpanzee sound while we're claiming he plays the organ.
What do you mean?
I
would have never thought. Sound?
I mean, you're that dumb.
No, I saw what I saw. Okay.
Let me make pretend if. But I, if it was ha ha ha, not so real. But you know it is. Great call. Can I tell you the truth? And I'm going to make an executive decision here. I wouldn't mind getting a drink. This is a double show. We're going in for the close, but my closes are long. Doing that again, I might be too exhausted. I guess I'll take a drink, listening to that again and making up things.
Sure.
I loved it. It got funnier and funnier.
Well, chimpanzees are funny. They're our closest relative in the animal kingdom.
I pictured it. I picture the monkey with the typewriter jumping up and down on the trampoline.
Well, it was
he has
easy
bubbles
to picture, you know, because it was on the YouTube.
Can I say something? And I don't want it to George Carlin it if I'm getting into an area that's bullshit. So I'm going to George Carlin it because I mean it. I think, like, whenever, you know, a chimpanzee will go like, I'm doing my face. Like, you know, it's like, I want to do that sometimes. I bet it's just I'm self. Now, here's the dangerous part. People think, really? Yeah, like if no one's around. Who doesn't want to? You do it when you're little, and then you socially learn it's wrong. Why? Because maybe, hopefully, one day we'll be evolved enough as people. We'll just sit around being who we are.
I think, you know, the reason is our language ability is that's the only big difference.
Oh, you're right.
Our ability to store thoughts as symbols in language.
So, am I a moron? Tell me the truth. I need to know.
To ask that question proves you're a genius.
Wow.
For those conceptual things, put you. You are like in the top 10% of chimpanzees.
Wow. So what I'm going to do.
Somebody asked Louis Leakey years ago, like, when did the split between chimpanzees and humans happen? And they're expecting like 1.5 million years ago. I'm not sure it's happened yet.
Wow.
Because we're 97% genetically identical to the chimpanzee.
That's why we should. Well, it's not why we should do anything. But
it's why we should, like, have one. For the show.
I want one.
Why can't we get money for
it? I know. Give us one. I want to be the dumbest adult in the world with like a baby application. I want it. I do.
I want to.
You can't be like that.
I held a baby chimpanzee, and the thing that freaks you out is all the similarities. Like, oh my God, they have fingerprints. Oh my God, they have fingernails. Oh my God, you know what they're thinking.
My ride's here.
My ride's here. I got
my rides
here. Did it have a penis?
My ride's here.
A diaper.
My ride is here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride is here. Blah.
Oh, can I? My son is works for two fire departments now, so he.
I'm not done making my sounds.
Okay, but I have a funny story.
Okay,
you know how they haze you in fire departments, and my
well,
son.
I would imagine
like,
it's
the new
a lot.
Guy. They have a good one that they hazed him with. They told my son to. There's this truck called the Tinder that has water in it. So the older firefighters, they told my son, they're like, "We're kind of busy. We need you to go up there, and we need you to stir the water in the Tinder." So he's like, "Oh yes, sir," right away, and he's up there with a big paddle. And he's stirring the water in a giant water truck for like 5 minutes. And then he looks up there. He looks down and they're filming him and all laughing at him.
But they all been through it.
Yes. But
you
just,
know what? That's a
like
great one
because
and you know, they're so specific. And you're right because you have somebody, you know, you might think how, everybody falls for it. Of course you would fall for
right,
it.
You that's, do
the
a
joke
good job.
Isn't the joke isn't on like you for falling for it because everybody ahead of you fell for it. It's just like, it's just great when someone isn't aware. What should I do? What shouldn't
right,
I
yeah.
do?
Because after the fact, you think, like, it's being squirted out a hose at whatever pressure.
Like,
it's
it would
in,
matter.
Like,
stir it up. But yet it's visually fucking hilarious for everybody, even though they fell for it. To watch someone up there stirring it who maybe being a little bit of a tough
going.
Guy, you know, yeah, you got to stir the water. You don't ask why. You should know, maybe, you think. You know? But why do you stir it? Because if we don't get the things
right,
out. I can't make pretend in a bit where I have to know anything. So my bits all have to be like, oh, I'm a bear and I'm chewing gum. I can't do a bit. You're a pharmacist. You know, I was in an improv troupe. I go, no, I can't be a pharmacist. I don't know anything. I can't be a pharmacist.
They go right back to, you're a bear chewing gum.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'll do it. You know, I'm fearless. But I can't be like, oh, you'll be anything that needs to have any bank of knowledge on anything but comedy. If they go, oh, you own a book about stand-up comics. That I could do. Oh, my God, he's going to play the organ again. I'm not even lying. Potato salad. Look at him. Walking over there right now.
There's no way he could play that same song. There's just no way.
Wow, look at him. He's reaching
down,
over.
He's rolling up his sleeves.
Oh, shut up. That's so adorable. I didn't see him roll up his sleeves before. Oh, my God. He's sitting down.
He took a sip of his drink.
Oh, he's making a drink.
He just cracked his knuckles.
Wow. Oh, my, he just flicks it on.
He cued the guitar player.
Shut up. Oh, God, that's sick. I want to let it breathe. I want to let it breathe. By the way, if for a second it bothers you, if you saw that the smile on his face, you would melt. He plays with his arms at the piano, but the whole time his head is to a sharp right, staring into the camera.
Teacher that was a chimpanzee or human?
I don't know. I think Candace taught her. Oh my God, they're taking pictures. Oh my God, there's people gathering around as he plays taking pictures. Shut up. This is exciting. Wow. First time.
He's eating peanuts.
Oh my God, they're taking the paparazzis are there.
This guy's gonna get his own show.
Oh my God, he has a drummer now. Look, imagine his hands are playing the piano, but his head is to a sharp right, smiling into the camera. If you're not doing that at home, I can't help you enjoy this bit. His hands are straight out to the piano. His head is to a sharp right with a big smile. I'm going to shut up. And his hands are going up and down, 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 up and down.
Country's ready for a chimpanzee president?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You better believe it.
I wouldn't believe it if I didn't
see
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the first chimpanzee president of the United States of America. People are going like, oh, it's Donald Trump. Anyway, I didn't mean to be so political. Well, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing pretty good.
Really? You went up an octave when you said that. Almost like you were... take it down an octave and tell me how you really feel. That's too far. That's two octaves. Go to your regular. Closer.
Hey, Thomas.
Todd, sincerely, I want to know how you're doing.
I'm doing all right.
Now you're doing Sylvester Stallone.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Okay.
You want to know how I'm doing to George Carlin?
Yes.
Dude, I love it. I love to George Carlin. I love it. Great, because I feel centered.
Really?
After making chimpanzee sounds for 20 minutes, I don't know if that says anything about my stability. And I laugh at my own jokes, even worse. And you know why that laugh seemed phony? Because in the middle of it, I decided not to do it. I cut it off abruptly, therefore making it sound like bullshit when it wasn't.
This is getting back to, you got to give Todd more of a break.
I know, I'm too hard on myself.
You are.
Well, I'd rather be hard on myself than not hard on myself. What I'd like to do right now is, what time is it? It's okay if I ask. Wow. So, watch how stupid Tom is.
I'm not stupid. Todd,
I got to go to the bathroom. Hey, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Todd immediately disappeared, and now Paul McCartney appeared.
Al, good fella, it was a question you'd like to ask me.
Hey,
I was in the Beatles.
Paul, I realize that, but why are you holding a piece of paper in front of your face?
I had photodermabrasion.
Oh. Well, you look great.
And I can't let my face get the sun, but I still want people to know who I am.
It almost looks like there's a mouth behind your eyes rather than eyes.
That's what my other friend said. I mean, hello, crumpet and tea, good fella,
Tom. Oh, now I know.
Tom, it's me.
Oh, my God.
Did you honestly not know?
I swear to God.
No. Potato salad. Did you honestly be honest? I said potato salad. Did you really think that was George, whatever his name is?
I did. Well, the authentic accent.
Hello, I'm back again.
How'd you do that,
what
Paul? I don't know what to think. For 1 second, Todd.
Oh, jolly old.
Todd, you're blowing my mind.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, Justin.
Where's
can you,
Todd?
Hey, Justin? Let me ask you something for a sec. Did you
hey,
see
I'm
what? Did you see Todd? And did you see? Did you see what happened when Todd and Paul McCartney were here? Was that really Paul McCartney, or was that Todd pretending to be Paul McCartney?
No. That was Paul McCartney because I was doing a song.
Justin, I think it wasn't. I think it was Todd. I know how you could be fooled, but I think it was really Todd. Oh my God,
Tom!
Are
be
you
honest,
fucking kidding
Tom,
me?
Tom, I need to tell you the truth. Did you honestly?
That was
not
a
know?
Mask of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, look, it's right here.
Oh my God!
What if you still act like it's him? You're like, oh no, he's
Justin.
Here.
Tell me the truth.
No, that's not Justin. That's just me holding up a thing. You can't talk to
but
it like
it looks like Justin.
It's not. Look, hold it. You still think it's him, even though I let you hold it. It's
Justin,
not Justin
you
Bieber.
You seem bigger on TV. You seem to have more density.
No, what do you mean
density?
You seem bigger, Tom?
No, I mean, it seems like he has a body and eyes, and now he's just like a two-dimensional piece of cardboard.
Tom, that's because it's not Justin Bieber.
Listen, Justin, you know who you are. Don't listen to Todd and be authentic to yourself. And if you don't have a body, you still
Tom,
have a lot
that's
of
not Justin Bieber. That's a cardboard cutout that
this
I was...
This is how you treat your guests? I thought I knew you.
Tom, if you knew how funny you were, you'd relax. Right? Are you relaxed?
I am relaxed.
You should be more relaxed.
Reliable presenter of comedy. Tom Martin.
Well, the
that's
last
right.
thing anybody wants is somebody to have comedy and present it in a way that provided any kind of surprise or
no.
uncomfortableness.
People like their comedy predictable.
They do.
Sure do. And comforting.
Yes.
Listen, Ryan Stout. Listen, no. You've been good, though, overall?
Yeah.
No, that was wrong, and I should have learned my lesson, and I want to move on. I do. I do want to move on. I also want to say I'm sorry. That was a low blow.
With Justin Bieber here. With Justin Bieber here. Like that. Justin, you saw what Todd did.
No, that's not Justin. Do you really think it's him?
I know it's him. I have eyes.
Hey, Todd. It was fun hanging out with you last night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cool socks, Fred.
Willard. Oh, thanks a lot.
Those Fred, awesome. Why do you have those hooks on the side of your head that look like they would hook onto someone's ear?
TMA. TMI, too. TMA, TMI.
Too much...
I had an operation.
Oh. Well,
all right, I got to go. I didn't like that bit.
I liked it okay.
I want to thank you for coming by today.
Well, I want to thank you for having me.
We going for the close. We did a double tonight, so even though the show seems like, how could they be tired? Well.
We're going in for the close.
Say that I had a great time, and this was like I love energetic and mellow. I love sometimes
kind of the
when
perfect
they can
environment for somebody to be able to sing.
Wow, I did a literal. Well, I don't. The person that goddamn well knows they're going to sing. Well, I don't. I mean, I. He'll do that until they say sing. Why?
Well,
let me do it as long. Like, let me like go. No. We're not. Eventually, you break.
We're
no,
all waiting
you,
for
do you
it.
You want me to? I.
Yeah, would you?
If you feel comfortable. I mean, it'd be pretty awesome if you did, you know?
Yeah. Now, what song would you want me to sing, seriously? Anyone? How about if we all sing together? Would you do that?
It's
no, not as good, but
well,
sure.
I mean, I get nervous. So how about if we all just all...
We'll start, and then we'll die out and let you
solo. Can we sing that? Hey, won't you sing... No, that's not a good song.
We'll let you know. Kind of forefront it.
I don't know what to close with.
Todd, can I ask you a personal question?
Try some pants. It was a clothes joke. Which song do you want me to play? I was too busy making that pants joke. Oh, running with the... Okay.
Oh! Oh, yes! That's our show, everybody.
Yeah!
Is that you, Todd?
Hi-ya!
Thank you for listening. It's been fun.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
It's been fun every
all
week.
All I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills. Oh, yeah. Ah! I'll tell you all about it. I found the simple life ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love, no love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home.
Take care.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
Bah.
Yes, I am.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah. 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 Bah.
All right, come on. We have a professional show.
Yeah. Woo!
And a one, and a two, and a one, two,
no,
three.
It's not even, no, that's
that doesn't
even
either.
In this situation. Why would you?
I know how to close the show.
You know what? I found the simple life. Once so simple. No.
Podcasters Association said we're number one. You fucking heard it here.
Got no love.
We should have spent more time with David Lee Roth, though. It's nice of him to show up.
Got nobody waiting at home.
Thank you. Fun.
Oh God! Oh
right.
God! I'm running. Oh yeah!
Ah! Oh yeah!
Nerdist.com